Catch up on all the live shows right here on africatechradio.com.
Welcome to Cruise Control with me, Dave Daniel, on Africa Tech Radio. And today we're talking about how technology has changed the banking sector. It has changed how we bank, how we save money, how we collect money, and how we do everything that has to do with banking. You know, the banking sector has seen a huge boost from technology. It has made processes faster and more reliable. The impact of technology on the banking industry cannot be overemphasized, and we can witness it with the speed at which banks operate in the country today. Picture this: standing in long queues to open accounts, to receive bank statements, or just to wait for days before your loan is approved. No, if that's impossible to picture, just flashback to the cash scarcity issue that we had in 2022, where the bulk of us had to go and queue at banks to receive money, the queues, the boarding, and so on. That's a slight picture of what a country's banking system will be without technological advancement. With the advancement of technology, processes have become more improved with accuracy, precision, and we just have to thank the positive impact of technology for that. You know, digitization, faster transactions, improved bank record keeping are like just a few benefits. Internet and mobile banking have made banking convenient, and you know, so on like that. But to every coin there's a head and a tail. So to every thing there's a good and a bad, there's a positive and a negative. There's a disadvantage and an advantage, there's a pro and a con. And we're going to be looking at the positive impacts that technology has had on banking and some negative impacts that they have had. I think the biggest revolution that comes as a result of technology to banking is digitization. What is digitization? It is simply changing or conversion from analog to digital. This is the biggest thing that has happened to banking from technology. Banking processes have become faster and more reliable. To maintain your bank account, to get documents and record have become much more faster, because you just have to go on your bank app and just click on your statement to get your statement. You can check your account number, you can check your BVN, you can check your account balance, you can do all these things with your banking app. Imagine going to the bank that year and collecting money from it, and then having to write, you say, oh, help me write my balance out. These are the things that used to happen, at least I think from as far back as I can remember. These are things I would say, oh, please help me write my account balance out, because you don't have access to technology. So computerized banking has improved banking system, because all branches have access to a common centralized data and they're interconnected. This is why if you borrow a loan on a GT Bank, for instance, they can retrieve it from your Zenith Bank, because all the data are connected through your BVN. This never used to be the case. People would have gone away, you borrow loans and you go away with these things. You know, now with the innovation of some processing systems, you can process checks faster and more efficient. We have the USSD, that's the Unstructured Supplementary Service Data. It was launched by the government so that people that do not even have internet connectivity can access their bank account without visiting the branch. Look at that. So you don't have to say, oh, I don't have a phone that has internet, or I don't have browsing phone. Yes, your touchlight phone can also have access to your account. All you have to do is press the USSD code that is linked to your particular bank, and voila, you have access to your bank. Then with the increasing internet reach, internet banking has developed so much and is now offered by almost every bank. Through this, every transaction and details can be performed online without visiting the bank. It has offered more transparency in transaction. Anything that happens to your money, you see it immediately. You can check your account balance. If there's a particular amount that's been deducted from your account, you see it live and direct. You don't have to go to the bank. It's not a situation where some people are stealing your money and you don't know. The scope of fraud in bank has been minimized through use of passwords and double authentications in online banking. technology has also led to competition among banks, which eventually provides better services to people. So imagine how, if just, this is easy, just think of monopoly of market. When there's a market is monopolized, the person that has the monopoly of power can do whatever they like. But think about the fact that they have different people doing these things. There's so many banks doing this same thing, so everybody is trying to outgrow each other. Everybody's trying to have more growth than the other person. They're bringing in new features, new resources, new things that will make them better than the other person. There's internet banking, there's WhatsApp banking. As it is now, you can just chat with, use your WhatsApp to run transactions with your bank through WhatsApp. It's amazing. It's built, technology has done so much, has made transactions very easy. You know, with the introduction of mobile banking, you can access your bank from anywhere and anytime. Everything is like just a tap away. There are also like automated banking services. There used to be cash deposit machines. I remember vividly that at Odrelegba, we would just take your money there and go and pay. You can deposit with the ATM. Just take the currency that is accepted, which is about, was 501,000 naira. Make sure your currencies are clean. But I think that has been stopped because, of course, people found a loophole and you realize that they would always put fake currencies into the machines. But so we have check deposit machines, we have ATMs that where you withdraw money. This one is, I think that's the biggest thing ever, because this is a situation, we're in a time where we use a lot of cash, but we're not, we can't be, imagine going to the bank every day or every other day to collect 5k, or having to withdraw a large amount of money so you don't have to go back to the bank each time you need money. So having things like ATMs, automated teller machines, is a very great way, because now you can go to your the ATM very close to you, because they're in places where you can have access to. You can just go to ATM machines close to you and withdraw money. And there's also the ones that the point of sale machines, the POS machines, that if you don't have banks close to you, you can always go to the POS person to withdraw, and even consider buying things from the mall, buying things from store. You don't have to carry cash all around. Even transactions have been made cashless to a very large extent. You just carry your card, go to wherever the store is and pay for stuff. Just put your machine, they tell you to put your card in the machine, pay for it, transfer money, send money from place to place. You don't have to carry, oh, I want to send 5 million to somebody, and you carry the cash and take it somewhere. It's reduced the cases of robbery, at least cash robbery, because knowing fully well that if you come to my house, you probably will not meet any money unless you carry my ATM and run away with it. So these are some very fantastic impact that it has had. There are a lot of things that technology has done to help make banking very, very easy for us. But as I said, everything that is good must have a bad side, and this is some negative effect or negative impact of technology on banking. And one of them is the loss of jobs, as automation has replaced a number of jobs in the banking sector. So like AI, it's like the rise of artificial intelligence and how some jobs that can be automated are getting automated. So jobs, automation may have reduced and replaced some jobs in the banking sector. We also know that through technology comes the threat of cyber attacks. It is a loophole in the system. Millions of data can be lost in a blink of an eye because, you know, and that's what, like, the rise of scammers, when they try to get your PIN, you see people call you and say, oh, I'm calling you from the bank, tell me your ATM PIN, or tell me your one-time password, or tell me this or tell me that, because advancement of technology also comes loopholes that people try to find around it so as to still extort or try to fraud people. This is why you have to take your cyber security serious. This is why you have to take security of your account serious. Your bank will never call you to request for details from you for any reason. If your bank calls you to request for details, it's a scammer. Your bank will not send you emails to request for details. If they need anything, they should tell you to come to the bank and you go and do that. You have your online application. Don't give people your passwords. Don't give people your anything that's important for you. Be very careful of who you give your ATM PIN to. Try as much as possible to make sure that nobody's around you when you're trying to withdraw money from the ATM. These are just ways to keep safe while enjoying the advancement of technology. And because this technology consumes less time, it sometimes makes people very careless. And that is why it causes like the loss of personal details. As it happened about 2016 or something, many debit card details of big banks were compromised. It was a huge data breach and it was very messy. Overall, technology is making banking better, but it is essential to acknowledge both the positive and negative impact that it might have. So we need to be very careful about the risk it brings while enjoying the benefit. That is all I have for you today on Cruise Control with Mide Daniel on Africa Tech Radio. Do not forget to follow us on all our social media platforms at Africa Tech Radio and on Instagram on ATech Radio. Keep safe, safeguard your details. Technology is making banking easier, but it's also making fraud easier. Have a lovely one. Bye.
Thanks for listening. And don't forget to catch up on all the live shows right here on AfricaTechRadio.com.